Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some front row tickets for Alice in Winterland? That'll fix your Monday right up.
Mm-hmm.
December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic's coming in. Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. The tickets are on sale right now for Alice in Winterland. You can go to RadioAlice.com, get all the info. There's a link there. But you can win a chance for front row tickets right now. This hour's code word is STAR. S-T-A-R. Take the word STAR and text it to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be in the running for front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is STAR. Could be a star in the front row. Okay, here we are, 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Taylor Swift a little.
All right.
She's out there in the world, having fun, touring around.
Speaking of fans, I don't know anybody who's got more.
I can't think of one person. Well, maybe Selena Gomez. What? How does Selena Gomez have more followers on Instagram than Taylor Swift? Riddle me that.
I can't.
That man. I know. Neither. Oh, you know, Selena, she's fun. It's great. Why not?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Taylor, I mean, that the whole article I was just mentioning to you was kind of about how fandoms become such a force, such a powerful force in the world in general. And I don't relate to it in that way.
Well, the Britney Spears thing. Like, her fans went crazy and got her into the situation she's in now, which is, she's great. Everything's fine. Nothing's going wrong with Britney. Anyway, Taylor, she doesn't seem to need a conservatorship. She seems fine. I mean,
she's handling her business.
So far, so good for Taylor.
We should
Swift.
All be so lucky.
We should.
In fact, I would love to hand the wheel to Taylor.
Here you go, Taylor. Just let me know where you need me and what you want me to do. You seem to have it really.
Yep.
You're dialed.
Yep.
Using TaskRabbit? What are you using? I'll do whatever you say. So, Taylor, on Saturday, so there's actually a couple things about this New Orleans stop that she did this past weekend. It's really cute. I'll start with this. I didn't know this New Orleans. I feel like I've never seen it. It's a gold-plated or bronze-plated looking, some kind of a ball arena, of, you know, maybe like a basketball place or something in New Orleans. A ball arena. It looks like a big bowl.
Ball arena.
It's the Caesars Superdome.
Yeah, it's real big. It's on the river in New Orleans.
Okay. Is it an open top?
No.
Okay.
That's where the Saints play, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's where the Saints play.
Oh, so this is a football arena. Okay. Caesars Superdome. Superdome does sound like a place for football.
I'm pretty sure that's where the Saints play. I don't know. I've never heard of it called Caesars. But everybody's got a sponsor now for their stadium.
That is true. So this past week, as everyone was getting all excited and ready for Taylor to swing on by for our shows on Friday and Saturday, they found a way. Someone there at the Caesars Superdome contacted someone who does custom inflatables, and they made humongous friendship rings to hang off the side. Like, these things are so big. Like, each letter is as big as the doors to this place. And this place has these weird overhangs. Like, I can kind of see that
this is where the Saints live and play.
Okay, come look at this. So, it's a big bronze-looking arena. Mm-hmm. So, you think, oh, well, that doesn't look that big. But these are the doors. Like, it's so big. And it goes all the way around the place, too. Let me find the other pictures of it. So, here's the other side as well. And then there's all these different pictures of it. But they're gigantic Taylor Swift friendship bracelets, the Eras Tour, and they're, I don't know what it cost them to do that, but someone there's a Swiftie, that's for sure. It's so cute. These just giant, fun.
I think that's really cool. That is what promotion is all about.
Well, now we know that the Caesars Superdome.
Think of something cool and new and related and do it.
Yep.
Takes money and a team.
Well, I'm sure.
But promotions is important.
It definitely is. Oh, yeah. As I scroll down, I can see like statues of people running with footballs.
Yeah. It's where the Saints play.
Yeah. Oh, and there's someone tackling too. That looks good. So it's beautiful.
What'd you call it though? A ball?
A ball arena. Some kind of ball arena. You know, arenas where balls go.
Yeah, the Warriors played at the old ball arena.
Well, let's face it. Sometimes you look at a big bowl and you go, that's full of balls. Because everybody in there has balls. Get it? So, not everybody, but some of you chicks do. You know who you are. In other Taylor news, there she is playing at the New Orleans
ball arena.
Ball arena. Some kind of ball arena. And she brought out Sabrina Carpenter. So you think the place went wild or what? This was on Saturday night. They sang a mashup of Sabrina's hits, Espresso and Please, 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 and Taylor's Is It Over Now? Is It Over Now? They mashed them all up, did a whole thing, danced around. Everyone looks super cute. It's really fun.
Sabrina is so adorable and good looking and cute in that video.
Oh, you watched it already?
I love her.
You love her?
She's,
Was there any usable
audio? Here, I've got a little bit. Oh, so this is fan audio, but this is when they joined voices to sing Espresso. So here you go. Think about me.
Bottom voice needs to be louder.
Yeah.
And then they start really going for it.
Yeah.
It's what you want.
You certainly want surprises if you go to a show and you've been waiting forever and then that comes out. That's rad.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's cool because Tay-Tay is playing guitar and Sabrina. I mean, it's just kind of just the two of them. So it really is
It is just them, and they're on. They even seem to be in like a floating stage, like somewhere out in the
crowd.
They're
out, yeah.
It's really cool.
We have the video on Facebook, or we'll put it up there.
Oh, did you put it up?
I'll put it up there, too.
I might have put it up.
Well, it'll be up there.
Let's make sure. Okay. We'll just figure it out for you, because it is really cute, and if you're a big Taylor Swift or Sabrina Carpenter fan, it's a very nice moment. That'd be really fun. Jelly Roll. He bought a 500-acre plot of land and got emotional about it. You know, I can't remember if I asked you for this audio.
Yeah, I got it for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh. So here you go.
Can't even remember if I asked.
There you go.
We lived there when I was probably 12 years old, and I talked to my father about it. I said, how come we never got a farm? And he said, son, that's probably one of the mistakes I regret the most is that I didn't buy dirt. He said, they're never going to make no more of it, and if you don't listen to no advice from me, buy dirt. Go get you some land. Y'all know the story. My father passed away, and we were just, you know, we were really close. And my wife and I, we purchased over 500 acres, and we closed on it while we were gone. And I have not been able to come to this land since we owned it, y'all. And this is my first time standing on this property as the owner of it. Oh, the last thing I needed was to be crying on TikTok today. I said I wasn't going to do that. I'm tired of crying on the platform in front of everybody.
My favorite part.
That's so funny.
I hear that.
He does. I've seen him cry a lot of times. Yeah, he talked about his safe space was at his uncle's farm. And so when he asked his dad, how come we don't have a farm? That's what his dad was saying. That's one of the mistakes. That's when, by the way, so he buys this 500-acre thing. He's on TikTok sobbing, and that's when he thanks his fans for giving him such an incredible gift. He says, thank y'all. Do you have any of this? Or should I just do it? Thank y'all for just changing my life, man. Generational curses were broke because of y'all. Like, if I'm getting held down. I'm standing on it, and I hope that inspires one of y'all to do the same thing. And at a couple points in the video, he actually has to stop filming because he's so overcome with emotion.
He's a super likable guy.
He really is.
So it's nice to see him succeed. And I'm really rooting for him to keep that going.
Yeah.
Keep going, Jelly.
Keep on going, Jelly. Keep on trucking.
Keep going.
Keep on trucking. This is sweet. People who are, speaking of fandom, you know, even superstars are fans of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so Adele, she's doing her Vegas residency, and she's on stage and she's singing her songs, and they say she's very interactive with the crowd. She chats a lot and she's just up there, and all of a sudden she dissolves into tears. She saw a fan in the audience, someone that she's a fan of in the fan spaces in her audience. Those are also known as seats, places where fans can sit. And she realizes that it's Celine Dion. And she stops mid-song and just says, oh my God. You know, have you ever seen someone who's like just so starstruck and they can't hold it together?
Mm-hmm.
Adele was singing When We Were Young at a packed arena at the Coliseum at Caesars. And she saw Celine Dion.
This was recently?
Yeah, it was just this past weekend.
I thought her whole thing was over.
The stiff person thing?
No, the whole Adele.
Apparently not. No, this is...
I don't know, homestand or whatever they call it.
She announced that it's ending, but she hasn't ended.
Oh, it's still going. Yeah, okay,
it's
good.
Still going on.
All right, that's cool.
I'm like, oh. So she runs out there and she's just sobbing. Like she looks like people do when they are meeting like their hero. And Celine's all this, he's okay. It is okay. Come to me and I will hold you in my arms.
Oh,
yeah. So
nice
they're kind of hugging. And boy, it is really funny. Like Adele is so emotional. And then she gets back to the stage after this display and, you know, tears are flowing. There's Kleenexes appearing. Everyone's like, it's just really, it's actually really sweet. Like the look on Adele's face. Then she properly introed Celine. And of course the crowd, anyone who didn't realize it was Celine Dion went absolutely wild, gave her standing O. She's been struggling with stiff person syndrome for several years, pulled way back on performing. The last time I saw her or heard anything about anything she was doing was her triumphant return during the Paris Olympics.
The Olympics, yeah.
Which was actually just stunning.
I didn't see it.
It was great, Vin. It was really, I mean, just the whole thing. I liked the opening ceremonies and I love the closing ceremonies. I thought they, Paris, mwah. Mwah.
I certainly did say kiss in French. Oh, no idea. I definitely love Gojira, though.
Oh, that was so, well, that was one of the things they did really well. They took this heavy metal band and then floated an opera singer out in front of it. Like it was,
so
I
awesome.
Loved some of those things.
Yeah, it was
they
so
really
awesome.
Did an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Celine and Adele, they had their moment together. I just thought I've only seen the pictures. There is a video. I suppose I could throw that up, huh?
It's I'll Bisou, by the way.
Say that again.
Bisou.
A Bisou?
Yeah.
Ah.
Careful with the throw up thing, okay? We know that you're not well. Make me nervous.
You think I'm going to throw up?
Well, I could throw that up. I'm like, oi.
Oh. I didn't even realize I said that.
Are you feeling better?
No.
Oh, darn.
I literally cannot wait to get home and just be like, oh, God. Ugh. I have some kind of very mild food poisoning, but it is not. It has not been awesome this morning. Three times I had to go into the... I just...
You're almost there.
Just... Never want that to happen at work.
It's okay.
Thanks.
You've done great.
You've done it. Yeah. Mm. You're.
You don't think people know?
Way to soldier.
No.
That chick sounds terrible. All right. Let's see here. And then I'll end with Justin Bieber. He's upset that his business manager squandered a fortune and he's considering legal action. He's very rich. So it's not like they didn't steal all his money. But he says that he went through a period of time where his money was being grossly mismanaged, and he's talking about legal action. They say for several years he rants about this, claiming he's lost a ton of money as a result of terrible decisions made by business managers. However, some people in his camp are like, maybe, but also you were not being careful and you were spending like wildfire. Like, sounds like he doesn't only have yes men around him, because there's some people are like, yeah, you should sue them and see what shakes out. The other people are like, I was here. That was you. You were wasteful.
Well, young people are wasteful. And mm-hmm. and actually, people are wasteful.
Yeah.
In general, it starts rolling in. You hear plenty of people who go, I bankrupted myself because I found some pants I liked and then bought 400 pair.
With all my lottery winnings.
Or whatever, you know, like yeah, those stories are... you can find them. They're easy to find. They're everywhere. That whole, yeah, I spent right through that money.
Justin is not struggling financially, in case you were wondering. He sold his music catalog in January of 2023 for $200 million. And before that sale, his net worth was like around $100 million. So I don't know what he banked off of that, because everybody's got their fingers in all those pots.
He banked plenty is what he banked.
I'm guessing you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so no decision's been made, but just so you know, he's apparently, you know, the whining's at an all-time high about how he got bilked out of a fortune.
Well, I listen, if you've got bilked and that's out there.
Mm.
Like, I remember I didn't even have that much money, but I had a guy that my dad had introduced me to I won't even say the company, but there was a guy and he was overworking my money and dinging me for each of these moves he kept making. And then he died. Oh. And I had called one day and I went, yeah, let me talk to, you know, whoever, well, I know his name, but I'm not going to say. And then they went, oh, I'm so sorry. He died on a skiing trip. And I was like, what?
And were you like, but you still have my money, right?
Yeah, no, they had it. It was it was with a fairly major company. But then, you know, of course I said, look, I need you guys to look into what he was up to. And they went, no, everything seems on the up and up. But he was over moving and charging each move.
Yeah.
Was another ding for me. Let's let that sit there.
Just buy and hold. I'm not trying to day trade.
Yeah, that's what was happening.
With my money.
But you know, what are you going to do?
Because what do they get? Like a little commission every time they move anything?
Each time he moved.
So he's just sitting there churning.
Yep.
Buy this, sell that. Ding, ding.
Exactly.
Buy this, sell that. Ding, ding. Yeah. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Even regular people make big money mistakes is all I'm trying to say.
That is definitely true.
Spooky season after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday morning. Don't forget about our full show podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K A Day. All this week, Fall Into 5K A Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to win $5,000. Okay.
It's a lot of money. It'd be so nice to win that.
I see some clouds out there now, but we have rain coming this week. So while there's some blue sky and some clouds.
Yeah. Mix.
There's rain later this week, Wednesday and Thursday. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, this is the time of year, I guess.
We don't vote tomorrow. We vote next Tuesday. Also tonight, two big games, Monday Night Football, New York Giants at Pittsburgh, and the World Series goes game 3 in New York. Dodgers at Yankees, 5 p.m. game time.
Is the time change this weekend too?
I'm working my way that way right now.
Excellent.
The time changes on this Saturday. So we've got Halloween on Thursday.
Yes.
Day of the Dead on Saturday. And Saturday into Sunday, we change. We fall back.
All right.
This coming Sunday morning.
And then we vote. Boy, we're really packing it all in over this weekend.
Busy couple weeks here, so. And I like this new time. I like this time.
I feel like it's already dark really early right now.
Yeah, like, what I'm hating is that I get up early to go surfing, and the first sign of light is not until 7 in the morning.
I know.
What the?
It is late. And we're only really halfway to the shortest day of the year.
You know, now that I'm a hot tub guy, by 7 in the morning, I could be done surfing and in my hot tub.
That is true, Vinny.
What is this? 7 o'clock first light. Get out of here.
I bet you're going to love that. You know, you come home and hose off your wetsuit and then you're like, oh, it's cold. It's so chilly outside. And then you go like, oh, I'm naked already. I'm just going to hop in the hot tub.
That's what I did Sunday. My wife made me, but which doesn't sound good, but she was like, seriously, I want you to go in there now that you just got back from surfing. Go.
Was it amazing?
Well, I told you, I was sitting there happily, and she walked out there and she goes, you are doing it wrong. And I went,
and but then I'm in the tub.
Yeah,
though.
I'm in the hot tub and I'm relaxing. And she went, hit a button, and then it turned on.
Oh.
The whole thing came alive, and I was like, oh.
Oh, this is very nice. This
you need
is
the bubbles
sure.
and the
I'm
jets.
I'm tickled.
I'm sorry.
The old slap and tickle.
Just yeah. in warm water.
A poke and tickle.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Mm. Blowing it. Okay. Here's what's happening. Okay. Let's go. In a new survey of 3,000 Americans, 97% admit to be spooked by something.
Oh, spooked by something.
What spooks you, Sarah? Tell the truth.
I mean, dead people. obviously. That scares me. If I saw someone dead, I'd be super spooked. What about you?
You mean if you were like walking down the road and someone was dead and you were like, oh my God, that guy's dead. I'm completely spooked.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, that's weird. Well, gotta get to the store. Even like when I go to funerals, I actually prefer when they have like, please close the casket. I don't want to look at your loved one with paint on their face.
Only 3% of Americans claim to be literally fearless. Like nothing.
Well, okay. Here's another thing that I'm spooked by. Looking over the edge of a building, a really tall building. How's that?
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to go with Halloween-y type stuff, but...
Clowns.
Oh, yeah. You hate clowns.
The number one fear is death.
Oh.
I'm not that afraid seeing another person dead, but your own death, your own demise.
Yeah, it's coming for you. As soon as it's over, you'll be like, well, now what?
I mostly never think about that.
Really? Think about death all the time.
When I'm surfing, it occurs to me.
I'll bet it does.
That the last...
Boy, I really haven't been up above the surface of the water for a while.
The last thing I want to see when I'm in the ocean is a shark. I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've read all the stuff, and I've even read that, you know, one of the things you don't want to do is try to paddle away. Oh. Like, that just makes it, which is...
Really?
What's your instinct is, I gotta get out of here.
Think you should just lay there and not disturb the water?
They say, face it. And I'm like, okay, I hope I've got that in me if I'm unfortunate enough to have that scenario play out.
I really feel like just laying flat on the board and not even, you can't even have your hands over the edge. Although you'll want to because you want to hold on because if the thing knocks you over. Because you don't even want to put your hand in that water. Like, I would be like, what? Slide my ass
at this point, it's, and... you know, once that's come, anyway, the number one fear people said was death. Number two, heights.
Yeah, heights.
You just said it. Looking over the side of a building.
I think, too, like, I would hate to be buried alive. I mean, I get that that's not a very common fear. But just, like, that whole claustrophobic nothing that you do can save you. You're under. You're 6 feet under. Like, that is freaky. Freaky fresh.
That's not an occurrence that you would...
I would hope that the air would give out before I started really just, you know, tearing my fingers apart trying to get out of that thing.
Oh, my God, man.
Going all Uma Thurman.
Number three on the list of America's biggest fears, snakes.
Oh, I'm not scared of snakes at all.
I'm not into snakes.
But you're not scared of them, are you?
I mean, would I run from one? No.
Unless it was coming at you. Like, oh.
But I'm not into snakes. Like, you know, that's just like sharks. They're just the whole mouth is in front. The body. Yeah. What are you going to do with the body of a snake?
Kick it's it,
It's behind.
I
you know. But you can't kick it.
Right.
Because its face is in front of the
and
rest
so
of it.
It's so wiggly and stuff. Like, that's their whole jam. You know, you can't. What are you going to do? And by the way, if you step on a snake and you haven't done it right behind its head, it'll turn around and strike.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't win with those
things. Just run away.
Number four on the list of America's biggest fears. So we've got death, heights, snakes, public speaking, and enclosed spaces are a tie at fourth.
I'm scared of both of those things.
Well, you were just talking about claustrophobic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole, like, being in a coffin and, like, waking up like, oh, no. Oh, God. This is a terrible mistake. Knock, knock, knock.
But you're publicly speaking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really not. I'm just in this room with you guys.
It's weird.
It is weird.
But I have seen you black out and over many years, too. So it's one of those things where it's not new. It's gone on forever.
That's why I say no to everything. I'm like, nah, I don't need that kind of stress. Like, and it's funny, too, because I'll sing in front of you. No problem. Give me a guitar and a mic. I'm in. Blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la. And then anything else, though? I'm like, nah. Even at my own gatherings of friends, I don't want to, like, you know how sometimes people say nice things about, like, the birthday boy or birthday girl or something. You go around, I'm just like, oh, okay. You're great. Here's to you. You know, I just don't want to say anything. I'm like, oh.
What?
I feel like there's an expectation that I'm going to be a good talker.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think.
But I'm not.
All right.
Just black out. Like, did I say anything?
I don't know if I'm sure you've done stuff with her, but forever, having worked with her before, you worked with her, and then again after, forever, it was this thing after we'd do TV stuff or whatever, she'd go, did it go okay? I don't know. And I'd be like, oh my God.
I just know she refuses to talk to students.
I have like, no memory of what just happened.
I'm definitely not doing that. I'm not going to forget it. Kids are mean. I'm scared of kids.
After people's fears of public speaking and enclosed spaces came failure. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid.
That's how you learn stuff.
Yeah, and spiders.
I don't mind spiders.
Then ghosts and spirits.
I don't want any spiders on me, but by and large, I just leave them alone. But huge-ass spiders on me, problematic. And what was the last one?
Oh, fudge.
No, it's okay.
Let's see. Failure and spiders, and then ghosts and spirits.
Well, if I really did see it, if it was nighttime, I would definitely be much more afraid of a ghost or a spirit. But I would be the whole time, I'd be like, okay, where's that projection coming from? Who's trying to trick me? Who knows I'm here? Who's playing with me?
Now, listen.
Yeah.
Sarah has been a good sport. We're understaffed around here, and she ate something that made her very ill. Ugh. And she's actually gone to the bathroom 14 times.
That is actually not true.
What?
3 times.
Oh, 3. But she did have to go to the bathroom here in this building.
I didn't want to, but I had to. And luckily, no women walked in on me, which is so great. I just wanted to be alone.
So I'm going to read a couple texts.
Right.
We're going to play our little game, and we're going to get out of here a couple minutes early because Sarah needs to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Thanks, Vin. You're the best.
You're welcome. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I don't want anything to happen on the way home either. I need you to just get home safely.
So we need to get you a diaper.
I was actually thinking about like folding up my coat.
You're going to be, stop it. You're going to be fine. You got a 10-minute drive home.
What if there's traffic? Oh. Is there like something happening at the Moscone Center or anything?
Seeing a dead person can be creepy. Unfortunately, I've seen a car accident where a woman... Oh, boy.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah, thanks, though. I'm sorry. Because honestly, seeing dead people... I say dead people.
Did you guys talk about Phil Lesh passing? We did.
Yeah, we did.
Some people wrote in and said that he'd had some health problems that he'd actually overcome to make it to 84, which is cool. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's a nice long life. Mm-hmm. 84, surrounded by your friends and family. Okay. Can't ask for much more than that, really.
That's a white person's perspective. Selena Gomez is internationally famous, including Latin America.
I'm sure that's true.
That's why she has so many more followers.
You know what? I just think that you are right. Thank you for telling me.
Mm. Mm. A lot of people wrote in about your saying, Sarah, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Many people are confirming that is, in fact, a 17th century saying.
A horse, like my kingdom for a horse.
Is that another one?
Yeah. Well, it's like a line from Shakespeare or something.
You trade your horse. Never mind. Let's play a game.
Let's do it. It's time to play a game.
All right. So listen, today's game is Halloween themed.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Good, good, good.
So we've got Sarah versus Febreze.
La, 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 la.
Okay. You're going to have 3 options on these.
Yeah.
Question number 1. Sarah, you go first since you're sick.
Okay, great.
Which country is credited with the origins of carving pumpkins for Halloween? Is it Germany, Ireland, or England?
I'll say Ireland.
Germany.
Vin, you were wrong. Sarah, you were correct. It is Ireland.
Woo, 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 woo.
That's 1-1 to nothing.
Dang it.
Okay, next question. Vinny, in the U.S., what is the most popular Halloween candy according to a recent survey? Is it Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, candy corn, or Snickers?
It's the peanut butter cup.
I'm going to say candy corn because that's my favorite.
Sarah, you're wrong. It is actually peanut butter cups.
All right.
All right. Sarah, what type of vegetable was originally carved to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins became popular? Is it squash, beets, or turnips?
I'm going to say turnips.
Read the question again, please.
What type of vegetable was originally carved to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins became popular? Was it squash, beet, or turnips?
Squash, Bob.
You are wrong. It is turnips.
Oh, yeah.
Another point for Sarah.
I feel like a pumpkin is a squash. So that would be like a...
Sorry.
It's not different enough.
Yeah. That's what I read. According to superstition, if you see a spider on Halloween, what does it mean? Does it mean good luck for the year, a witch is watching over you, or money will come your way?
I'm going to go C, Bob.
I'm going to say a witch is watching over you. B, Bob.
You were correct, Sarah.
Woo, 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 woo. 3-1.
Now, the fear of Halloween is known by what scientific name? Nyctophobia, semhinophobia, or nosophobia?
Oh, Jesus. Nosophonia. Nosophobia.
I'm going to go with the Samhain-phobia.
You were correct, Vinny. That is right. The original name for Halloween was Sahim, so that is right. Sarah, you win. That means Sarah,
woo, woo, woo.
You get your song.
All right.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Boom.
Saracuda.
I do like it. I like the other one better. Play the other one, would you?
No, you don't get two.
I'm sick. Oh my God. I don't get two.
Yeah, she gets two.
I'm going to play my songs every single dingle time I ever
want. I don't play anything. This is the button I've got.
Well, I'm not playing anything either. Play it, Maddie.
Sarah won a game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Goodbye. Make sure you're listening all day long. Every hour until 6:05, right through Jane's show. Your chance at front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. Have a good one.
Hope you don't poop your pants.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.